The first flights of the new airlines that will take tourists past the threshold of space are poised to take off in 2012, and getting a seat on one is not all that different from booking a trip someplace on Earth. You can sign up on the website of, say, Virgin Galactic, the most prominent of the new space tourism companies, or go to a travel agent and put down a hefty deposit. Until now, space tourism has been limited to the ultra-wealthy. Just 7 people have paid tens of millions of dollars each for a trip to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket. But that could change this year, when Virgin Galactic intends to start offering flights just beyond the space barrier on a rocket ship it has built, featuring 5 minutes of weightlessness during a 2.5-hour jaunt. At $200,000 a seat, this will open the final frontier to far more people. 475 people have reserved a place on a Virgin Galactic flight. Most of them have already paid the full ticket price to rise above the 100-kilometer mark, which is considered the entrance to outer space. People who pay in full will get the first seats. During takeoff, the force of acceleration will press passengers deep into their chairs. Someone who weighs 77 kilograms will feel like 450 kilograms. When the roar of the engine fades to silence and weight turns to weightlessness, passengers will be able to unbuckle and do somersaults in the cabin. Allianz, a big insurance company, announced recently that it would offer insurance to Virgin Galactic customers to cover a range of possible problems, including last-minute cancellations and coverage for medical issues before or after the flight.